I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, October 6th. A report of shots fired in Quincy Points yesterday are under investigation. Police say at least two shots were fired on Avalon Avenue at about 4:30 yesterday afternoon. Initial reports were that fireworks were going off. However, a police canine found two spent shell casings in the area. Reports from the scene indicate that someone may have been shooting at a white BMW and that the car ended up at the Braintree Police Station. Police were searching for two black males aged 16 to 20 in connection with the shooting. So far, there have been no arrests reported and no reports of any injuries. The Quincy Education Association says they're still trying to work out an agreement with the city regarding working conditions for teachers related to the ongoing pandemic. Union President Gail Carvalho says they're not currently negotiating for a new teacher's contract. However, she says the union will inform the district that they will be prepared to resume contract negotiations in the next month or so. The city has reached two-year contract agreements with other unions representing police officers, firefighters, some school workers, and other city unions. The new contracts provide for 3% pay increases. Mayor Thomas Koch says he has offered the same agreement to the teachers' union. He says they have refused to negotiate. A park and playground on Howes Neck in Quincy will be rededicated in memory of a Vietnam War veteran from Quincy. Quincy Veterans Council will hold the ceremony this Saturday at the Sergeant Lawrence A. Grenham Memorial Playground and Park on Macy Street at 11 a.m. The Quincy Parks Department recently completed multiple improvements to that park, including a large stone with a bronze plaque honoring Grenham. Grenham was killed in action in March of 1968 while serving as an infantryman in the Army's AmeriCal Division. He was 20. Grenham left Quincy High School midway through the 11th grade in 1966 to volunteer with the Army. The Quincy Veterans Council will posthumously award his family with his high school diploma during this Saturday's ceremony. The Squantum Community Association will host a candidates' night tonight for residents to meet the candidates for the upcoming Quincy School Committee election. The event will be held at 7 p.m. at the First Church of Squantum on Bellevue Road. After opening statements by the candidates, residents will be invited to pose their own questions. What the new normal of a post-pandemic economy in Massachusetts might look like is the subject of a report released yesterday by Massachusetts Senate leaders who argued that just returning to the pre-2020 way of doing things isn't good enough. The report by the Senate Committee on Reimagining Massachusetts Post-Pandemic Resiliency looks at a range of possible steps the state could take to address a slew of issues, from the future of work, digital infrastructure, and racial equity to housing, education, public health, and transportation, and commuting needs. The release of the report comes as lawmakers weigh how best to spend approximately $5 billion in federal pandemic relief funds. The goal of the committee was to look at key vulnerabilities that COVID-19 has revealed in the economy, according to Democratic Senate President Karen Spilka. Spilka said she was particularly struck by the devastating effects that COVID-19 has had on women in the workplace. She said the state needs to come up with more creative solutions to help strengthen the caregiving sector in Massachusetts to better support those, often women, trying to juggle work while looking after vulnerable family members. One innovation Spilka said she'd like to see is the creation of intergenerational care centers that offer child care, elder care, and care for people with disabilities, sometimes in the same facility. She said the centers could act as a front door for overburdened family members seeking information or referrals. A larger percentage of workers in communities with poorer internet access had jobs that didn't allow them to work from home compared with those living in wealthier communities, according to the report, calling equitable access to the internet a serious and necessary utility, particularly when it comes to remote work. For the first time in nearly 2.5 years, Boston motels will host marathon runners again. The 2021 Boston Marathon is expected to be a boon for the hospitality industry, which was pummeled by the pandemic. This year, the Fairmont Hotel will have all 383 rooms full for 4 straight days. Officials say that's a strong way to end the year. And 15 Beacon on Beacon Hill is also expecting an influx of guests. Historically, the Boston Marathon has been the biggest event for the city. Could Massachusetts be facing an egg shortage? Following a 2016 ballot law on animal welfare, some lawmakers are pushing an amended version of a Senate bill setting standards for how much space is required to keep egg-laying hens, a move they say is necessary to stave off an egg shortage. The original voter law also included standards for pigs and calves, and for egg-laying hens, requires room for the birds to be able to fully spread both wings without touching the side of an enclosure or other egg-laying hens, and having access to at least 1.5 square feet of usable floor space per hen. That law will take effect as written on January 1st unless lawmakers successfully pass legislation to reduce that 1.5 square foot requirement to 1 square foot. Consistent with laws in other states. A check of business news this morning, and stocks rebounded yesterday. The Dow was up 311, the NASDAQ rose 178, and the S&P added 45. Asian stocks slipped, the dollar rose, the euro was down, oil at $79 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox beat the Yankees 6-2 at Fenway. Wild card game last night, earning them a spot in the American League Division Series with Game 1 against Tampa Bay Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Mostly sunny today and a high 70 degrees. Tonight clear, low 50. Tomorrow mostly sunny, high 74. Mostly sunny Friday at a high 73. Saturday partly sunny and cooler with a high of 63. But the boater waves about a foot, winds out of the north and becoming easterly later today. High tide right before noon. Sun rose at 6:46, sets at 6:16. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, October 6th.